This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Rescue efforts in Beirut continued today, 2 days after a massive explosion that has killed at least 135 people and injured more than 5,000. A two-week state of emergency has begun. People in Beirut are expressing anger at the government over what they say was negligence that led to Tuesday's huge blast. Meanwhile, many countries are mobilizing relief efforts, as is the World Health Organization. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The WHO says it expects to cover up to 1,000 trauma and up to 1,000 surgical interventions following the explosion in Beirut. From a humanitarian hub in Dubai will be used to treat burns and wounds caused by broken glass and other debris from the massive blast. Separately, Russian emergency officials say the first Russian plane with medical workers and equipment for a makeshift hospital has left the country and is heading for Lebanon. Four more flights will follow in the next 24 hours with more rescuers and medical workers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Facebook and Twitter have taken action against U.S. President Donald Trump and his campaign over a video post in which he contends children are almost immune to the coronavirus, a claim they said amounted to misinformation. Facebook removed the clip from the president's account. Twitter blocked Mr. Trump's official campaign account over a tweet containing the same video. Soon after, the account was reactivated, suggesting the video had been taken down. For more information on this story and the very latest information on the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com or use our easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. In the United States, there are now more than 4.8 million coronavirus cases with over 158,000 deaths. Among the hardest-hit areas is the Sun Belt states, but Arizona's governor received special praise for his handling of the pandemic. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The latest tally in Arizona shows 87 new deaths reported Wednesday and nearly 1,700 new infections. But the state seems to be turning a corner, with the seven-day averages going lower. President Trump hosted Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, a Republican, quick to reopen his state, calling Ducey a must of the country.
He was hit very hard, and he hit back even harder.
Florida surpassed 500,000 infections Wednesday with 225 new deaths. California's had more than 527,000 infections and a nationwide tally of 4.8 million with more than 157,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The top infectious disease expert in the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the country might not have to go back into lockdown to fight the coronavirus.
We can do much better, and we can do much better without locking down. And I think that strange binary approach, that either you lock down or you let it all fly. There's some.
Speaking at an event sponsored by Harvard University, Fauci says if people don't take the virus seriously, the country will continue to have outbreak pockets of infections and deaths. In other news, President Donald Trump and his Democratic rival, Joe Biden, are searching for places to safely accept their party's presidential nominations as the spread of the coronavirus adds fresh uncertainty to the campaign for the White House. AP Sagar Magani reports President Trump says he's considering giving his acceptance speech from the White House.
Presidents have historically treated the White House as a politics-free zone, but President Trump tells Fox and Friends he's thinking of using it as a backdrop for his Republican convention acceptance speech in 3 weeks.
The easiest, least expensive, and I think very beautiful would be live from the White House.
Yep. That would be an unprecedented use of public property for partisan political.
I think it's a beautiful setting.
The president had planned to deliver the speech in Florida after the convention was shifted there from North Carolina, but he's now canceled the Jacksonville parts of the convention amid a virus surge in Florida, which limits his speech options. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The aging survivors of the world's first atomic bombing gathered in Hiroshima, Japan today to observe the 75th anniversary of the attack. This is VOA News.